It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Raymond Venari has had a successful career as a businessman and entrepreneur. His latest accomplishment is that of author, with the publication of his book of essays, My Father's Shoes, Life Stories and Other Memories. In celebration of Father's Day, he shares this memory of his father.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, where three rivers merge together. They birth a branch of the Ohio that becomes the Mississippi. It moves steadily and westward toward the farmland of this country, and ironically, my mother's dad would rather have lived there. He had come from rural Italy, and he loved to turn the soil. He enjoyed the act of planting and the harvest he would reap. But instead, he came to Pittsburgh, which was industrial and crowded, and the only plot of land he tilled was the yard behind his house. He dug it up and planted it. He seeded it and worked it. He grew every kind of vegetable that reminded him of home. He grew leeks and beets and fennel, radicchio and cipolla, ravanello and rapini, and aglio on the vine. He planted grapes to make his homemade wine, and he grew eggplant and zucchini. He picked tomatoes by the bushel, and he grew peaches, figs, and pears. This was his passion, his obsession, his memory of home. It took him back to Perticara, to his village in the hills. His garden was a respite from the rigors of his work, which was laborious, exhausting, and difficult to find. In the midst of the Depression, when the economy was shattered, when people could not build a home and construction had been stopped, Giovanni worked on labor crews for pennies on the dollar. Roosevelt had funded the new WPA, and he was one among the many who were conscripted in this way. For several years and many nights, he would crawl on hands and knees, laying down the streetcar tracks, the sidewalks, and the curbs. When the economy recovered and he could practice his true craft, brick by brick and stone by stone, he created where we lived. The communities and neighborhoods, the hospitals and homes, the schools and shops and theaters were built with his two hands. He gave more blood and sweat and tears to reinvent that place than did any politician who had ever taken credit. Like the men who came before him and the trade that he had mastered, Giovanni was respected for his character and skill. Reflected in the toil of his grueling daily labor were the traditions and the legacy of Corleto Perticara. I remember in his later years he would drive around the city. He would point to all his buildings and his streets and his cathedrals. He spoke of them possessively because he built them all with pride. Quality and workmanship meant everything to him. He was proud of every stone he carved and every brick he laid. He equated what he did in life with the man that he became. Many of those buildings still stand where they first stood, and nostalgically, I often dream that Giovanni is inside. I know, without the slightest doubt, that his spirit lingers on, and I am humbled in the presence of his pride-filled monuments. These are the relics that he left behind for those who came to follow, like the workmen in Corleto and the pattern in their streets.